So as we get underway here at Spokane Arena, it's the B tournament in the Spokane area. It's the eastern part of the state, and they've got a couple of western girls coming, from the southeast of the state, Tudor Lake, and Kings West from Bremerton. It's Tomas Mesa's RBI game of the week, and we're underway with Tudor Lake owning the ball, and Scheffler's not going to be able to flag that down, showing great athleticism. And we've seen a lot of good girls teams, and it's really hard, especially in the B level, to make it to the tournament. Most of the others, it's 40-50 schools trying to make it there, as Kristen Anderson gets another dribble. High post to Chloe Mosey. In the B level, you've got 119 or so schools vying to get to state, and that's a challenge. There is some talk of moving it over to adding an additional lower count of students ranking, the C level, and that would just allow more people to be involved. However, Megan Spence pops it in the lane on the inbound, and it's all tied for
the third time.
We've had a three lead changes by favoring Tudor Lake, one for Kings West, and three ties in the game, including this one. That's four. Long range shot by Scheffler. Going to bounce out of bounds despite the hustling effort of number 22, Kaylee Vickeris, and number 44, Shayna Heltemis. So with only a two-point lead being the largest lead of the game, that by Tudor Lake, it's a close game in the early going. 11 all, 7-17 in the second period, the first half. Trifles tries to go high as Preston's efforts, and they've got to come to the ball. Those high looping passes are going to be anticipated by the Ducks, it looks like. Ball inbounded by Preston to Vickeris. Right side, shake and bake cross court to Preston goes Vickeris. And Hannah. And 3 seconds in the lane for the second time against Tudor Lake. And Coach Tyler Bigby keeping his cool. No coach likes to see those turnovers. And now David Kirkhoff tries to coach his team to come to the ball and help out Kristen Anderson. Megan Spence does that. Ross on the right-hand side, not seen, but Kreifels helps out on the left. And the girls do a good job controlling. Kristen Anderson, top of the key. Ross right. Megan Spence down low, has inside position. Can't contain, but Haley Ross puts it up. Spence with the rebound down low, puts it up and in. Good job. And we have the second lead of the game for the Warriors. 13-11. Here comes Danielle Preston. Then Nolly Preston now into the corner with Kayla Vickeris. Two Kaylas in the court right now. Ross for the Warriors as number 12, Jesse Hanna, dribbles away. And they try to go down low to Kayla Vickeris, who can't go up against Kristen's tall hands. And instead, it's Heltemis to give it back. Here's Danielle Preston. Long range shot going to rim out. And here comes Kristen Anderson looking for the break. Danielle Preston looks like her positioning is not quite good enough. She tried to poke it away from Kristen Anderson. A lot of good sportsmanship out there already. I've seen Tudor Lake reach out and slap the other team, and I like to see that. Substitution coming in, number 21, is Kim Seals, a sophomore post player. 5-5. Ball inbounded. Anderson to Ross, the two seniors. Now Kreifels, the sophomore, and Ross gets it top of the key as it dribbles out. Zone defense going to collapse in on those tall girls. They're trying to take advantage of the outside shot needed, but it's Megan Spence to put it away. And it's the biggest lead of the game, and that's owned now by Kings West Warriors, 15-11, as they try to extend. And at half court, Coach Tyler Bigby calls for a Tudor Lake timeout. With RBI Game of the Week, I'm Tomas Meath. It's our pleasure bringing you this state tournament action. We'll finish one of the conversations during this short timeout as Tyler Bibby recognizes the tightness of the game, 4 points being the largest lead. This 30-second timeout a chance to just sort things out. His girls doing a good job collapsing on the big, tall girls of Kings West. Foul's not really an issue now. Only Chloe Mosey with two. I guess you would call that an issue if you're coaching for Kings West. A little bit about the pride in the area of Spokane. Everybody wants to come to Spokane. They love the hospitality. There's a beautiful arena here. And there's a bit of contention of what do we do to make sure there's more opportunity. But if there is a C-level division, those younger schools would have to choose, because it's more than likely going to be hosted in Yakima or Tri-Cities as opposed to here in Spokane. There's just not another weekend already. The Spokane Chiefs, for those of you who follow hockey action, including your Thunderbirds and Everett Hawks up there. This is one of the other USA teams that they play, and they are very graciously to give up the weekend 4 days that this tournament takes up. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half with Kings West Warriors leading 15-11 back in action. Mosey out wide, tries to get it to Ross, and she's going to travel before the three person. And Keely never likes to call against her. You can look at her face, and like many a player. Ball inbound to Kayla Vicaris. Here comes Preston. Right hand side to Vicaris, intercepted by Kristen Anderson. Only one to beat, and Preston sets up at the blocks and fouled and makes it good off the bank shot. Good job by Kristen Anderson. The officials are going to reward you if you take the ball to the hoop. Now you can't make up your mind a mile away or anything, but Kristen Anderson doing a good job putting herself in a good position to make that basket and forcing the player to make a choice. Preston choosing the challenge, gets her first foul of the game. That's 5 against Tudor Lake. And with the 6-point lead, Kristen Anderson to the line to try to make it 3 points. And the rebound by Mosey could be a 4-point play. And a good job blocking out by three of the Ducks down below in blue. Here comes Preston down the left-hand side to Scheffler. Scheffler, Lindsay will cause a blocking foul from the Warriors. And 17-11 the score. And it will be Kristen Anderson with her second personal foul, 16 foul against Kings West. Already 10 points, double digits for Megan Spence, ball inbounded. Lindsay takes a long range one, good block out by Craples. And here comes Kristen Anderson, the right-hand side. And a double pivot by Kristen Anderson. Good pressure by Lindsay Scheffler. And the referee's communicating in front of us here. Denali to Lindsay, and here comes the Ducks, down by 6. Approaching the halfway point of the second period at Spokane Arena in the corner to Hannah. And a traveling violation on Scheffler. So that's a good defensive turnover caused by the Warriors. As Coach Kirkhoff and Hanley will see Kristen Anderson inbound the ball in front of their bench. Katie Ross handling the ball. She had the 4 assists yesterday. Good job. Half-court pressure now. They'll mix up their defense with Big B and the Ducks. Down low to Mosey. Cross-court pass across that paint. And Mosey puts it in. Nice assist by Megan Spence. Great play by Chloe Mosey to handle that ball. Put herself in position to make the play. Scheffler now to Preston. Left-hand side. Walk back to Scheffler down the lane, and a bounce pass may be in order there, but she sees her teammates. They see each other really well. And I think that's an up-tempo game that helps them out. Their decision-making may cause errors early, but hopefully lead to something else. Their turnover was 14 yesterday, whereas 18 for the team that beat them. Whereas 13 to 18 was the turnover rate for Kings West, to give you an idea. We're doing simulcast right now as this delayed TV and audio broadcast will be put together and brought to you. What's really nice about this tournament is the radio coverage. The boys and the girls fully covered in the first day and the second day here again. The color commentary on KSBN 1280 locally, and they do have other stations. Brought to you by Chad Dinkins and the play-by-play Jim Ernst. We want to acknowledge them and say, if you're in the area, make sure you tune in. And if you're watching or hearing us later, we appreciate you tuning in to RBI Game of the Week, media education in the community, media literacy through production know-how. Kaylee Ross gets the feed, and a nice shot by the senior as Kristen Anderson and Kaylee Ross, a little bit of senior simul there, and it's 21-11, the largest lead of the game, and Tyler Biggs wants to call timeout. Again, a short one. But we'll be right back. It's 21 Kings West, 11 Tudor Lake, with 3.5 to go in the half. So as we check back in, that whistle signals that the Ducks are going to inbound the ball beneath the Warriors' basket, and showing a lot out of that timeout is Tudor Lake. I want to call him Toluca Lake for some reason. Scheffels shoves off with an elbow, no problem. Rifles and her holding their own. Down low and in the game, Kim Seals looks for an opportunity, swarmed by Anderson and Mosey. Back out to Hannah. And she tries her left-handed shot. Kreifels with the rebound. Jesse Hannah, 5'7" junior guard. Kreifels, the 5'5" sophomore guard. And she brings a lot of energy to the floor for the Warriors. As we have Lacey Hoffman, number 55, checking back in, along with number 22, Kayla Vickers. And Danelli Preston will sit down along with Kim Seals for Tudor Lake. Lindsay Scheffler with the ball. Ross, the defensive specialist. And help from Mosey. Good job teaming up there. You got the footwork and the positioning. Here comes Christian Anderson, one-on-one against Kayla Vickers. Good defensive stance by her. Ross on the right-hand side, giving way Scheffler. Mosey trying to pick top of the area here. Backdoor opportunity by Anderson. No one looking. And she was fairly well shadowed there by Vickers. Mosey in the lane, needs to shoot, and she does. Rebound down to Spence, who pulls it up off the floor on her knees. And they're going to call traveling. I don't just understand that call, but I think you got multiple points on the floor.
Fall to the floor when you have the ball.
When you fall to the floor when you have the ball, they're going to have to call that, folks. You can't get up on the floor and you can't fall to the floor. That makes a lot of sense. It's something consistent the girls can learn. Megan Spence hustling down low, and the referees confer with each other. The ball will go King's West way. I like that. When you're not sure, you work with your teammates. Same thing for the referees. Full court pressure now by the Ducks. 21-11, 2.5 to go. 2:17 to be exact. And here come the Warriors trying to break down that pressure. Doing a good job here, and they'll bury it. Double team in the corner. Good job to get it to Kreifels. Kristen Anderson now wants it back. It's three high, and that's a great opportunity for Jesse Hannah to step in as Kreifels unable to make a play. And there's a traveling violation as she tried to post up against Kreifels. So Kreifels made an error, doing a good job to get back and defend for her team. And turnover works her way. Here comes number five, Stephanie Campbell, in for Alicia Falk. And Tyler Bigby tries to rotate his staff on the floor as Jesse Hannah comes to the sideline for number 34, Kendra Kent. Both teams wanting to avoid two losses and going home. Right now, the 10-point advantage by Kings West, really encouraging, and you've got to really admire the way Toluca Lake has hung in there so far. Elizabeth coming back in for Hanley and Kirkhoff and the Warriors. Baseline effort brought down by Kristen Anderson. Forward to Ross in the air, who controls and puts it up and in. Good job by Katie Ross. That's a tough pass, and the pressure from the Ducks. Again, hats off to them for their full court hustle. Here comes Scheffler, shuffling it in to Vickers. And up Mosey with it. 23-11 the score. 12 points with a minute and 20 to go. As Clement looks up, turns around. Nice pivot. Good pressure by number 34, Kendra Kent, the freshman. And Mosey unable to save the ball along the sideline. And the three referees. One of the things you like about this three referees is the ball is always near a referee, and they get that ball back into action. So it keeps the ball game moving. But they also believe, you talk to any of the officials, they think they're going to see more, and that's really a plus. And a push from behind on the rebounding, and Tudor Lake will have foul number six, evening things up. They'll stay in their full court pressure. One of the problems they've been able to create for Kings West is when they have three high, not only in the press, but also in the zone defense. Ball inbound play, they're going to need some help. Russ. Turnover. Hoffman missed. Kristen Anderson's going to have it poked away, and they'll give it to the Ducks as she couldn't help but get her finger on it. I want to say thank you to Steve Skeels, father of one of the varsity boys teams, helping us out here. All the camera work so far. Long range shot by Kayla Vickers. Don't count them out. And it's 23-13, under a minute. And their defensive pressure is working. They've got two turnovers in a row, and just like that, that lead is going to be etched away as Lakeisha Niles will come in for somebody here. And she'll replace Kristen Anderson. So rotating on the bench. Ball inbound by Vickers. 47.9 on the clock. 10-point lead. And it's Kent now trying to work her way in. Mosey standing tall, and Spence bringing it down. And there's going to be a foul, I believe, from Kayla Vickers. And that will be foul number seven. And that should send Kayla I should say Kings West, to the free throw line to shoot in the bonus situation. Probably hear the announcer for me. One foul against Taylor Vickers. And shooting in the bonus, Megan Spence tries to make her first. Very unusual free throw form, but she does do it the same way every time, and that's what's keen. Kaylee Ross. To Niles on the rebound. Niles drives the lane, and she's going to be edged out by Kendra Kent for her first foul of the day, and that'll be foul number 8, sending Lakeisha Niles to the line to shoot 2. Tomas Meathel, RBI Game of the Week. It's our distinct pleasure to be covering this for you, bringing little snippets of action that you get to listen to. Lakeisha Niles, good job. And checking in, number 32, Jessica Matheson, replacing Chloe Mosey. Mosey will sit down with her 2 fouls. Good job to save her as Niles works back to 12-point lead with that 2-for-2 from the line for the freshman. No pressure from Kings West Warriors to step back with 25-13 lead. Lindsay Scheffler into the corner to Kayla Vickers. Her baseline shot's going to bounce away, and there's going to be a push down below. And they do call it against Niles. Niles with 1 personal foul. And Kendra Kent will try her hand from the free throw line for the first time today. Missing on the bonus situation as Kings West now has 7. Lindsay Scheffler into Valerie Noble. New into the game. Long range shot bounces high. Niles goes high for the rebound and dribbles baseline to get it away. Ross on the right hand side. 3-on-2. But the hustling defense of the Ducks will slow them down. And she wisely pulls it back out and gives it to Niles. As Spence. Spence has to go high for that pass from Niles and does flag it down and can't get it in to Jessica Matheson. Just about everybody has seen action for the Kings West Warriors. Just 3 or 4 who have not. And the same for the Ducks is Valerie Noble. The junior gets inbound here with less than a second to go, and that's the end of the half. With the halftime score, Kings West 25, Little Lake Ducks 13. I'm Tomas Neath with RBI Game of the Week. We'll be right back with halftime comments.